Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Tá Gael go cool a rís, and we'll say ever cool, some people might say. Well, our language has gone through a bit of a renaissance in the last couple of years, and Molly Ní Chéile can take some responsibility for that, along with the likes of Paul Mescal, Kneecap, and the movie on Colleen Kuhn. Now, she's been promoting her love for the Irish language on her Gaelic and Muchri YouTube channel, as well as on Instagram, which I fell down a warren hole last night. And now in her first book, which is called Gaelic and Muchri, Irish in My Heart, Your Guide to Loving and Living the Irish Language. Molly, you're very welcome to the programme, to Fáilte Róid.
Gurmila Maigad, thanks for having me.
Just first of all, if people are listening to the show regularly, I've been talking all week that I am just back from the Gaeltacht from Rinn in County Portlaoise in Waterford. Mm-hmm. And I did 8 days with a Farron tea, actually, not a Banon tea, and went to Cláiste Rinn, and I'm obsessed. I really want my Teanga back. So I was up much later than I would have intentionally been, marking out things in your book. If honest to God, it's brilliant. So congratulations on the book.
Yeah. Gurmila Maigad.
If you're thinking of re-engaging Gaelic and Muchri, Irish in My Heart, because it's fun and interesting and all the foibles of the language explained. Mm-hmm. And I knew that, but I didn't know that kind of stuff. So first of all, you're originally from Donegal, mm-hmm. and you studied media production in Derry, mm-hmm. and drama in Dublin.
I did.
And now you're in New York.
Yeah. I'm doing all over the place.
Yeah, well, you're amazing. Yeah. What are you doing in New York?
Well, I teach Irish at the Irish Arts Centre, yeah. And it's interesting because there's kind of a revival. Well, the Irish language is growing in New York. There's actually a group called Gaeltacht NYC. My good friend John set that up. Just a student at university taking a module in Irish decided to set up this pop-up Gaeltacht are happening here. And it's brought so many people together. There's usually like 20 people or 30. It's amazing. So there's a little community growing there. It's great, especially when you're away from home.
This subject really excites me. I was sent from an English speaking primary, and my two sisters had gone to Gaeltacht, and we were all sent to Irish secondaries, but I had never been to Gaelic. So the first 3 years in secondary school, Os Gaeilge, were really difficult for me, but I did okay, and I eventually got out of it. But I suppose I had an extreme version of what people have experienced of my generation. I love the way you're mixing the language easily through your Berla into your Gaeilge, and it makes it much more accessible for me. But the resurgence in the last few years, I'm not imagining it, am I? What factors do you think have contributed to that, the new grow?
Yeah, you're not imagining it. I've heard people saying it who, you know, maybe have a bit of Irish, but they're not actively in the community necessarily, but they are noticing a bit of a revival or a resurgence. I think it's really down to the internet and social media making the language more accessible, and also people are just able to do more with the language. Of course, there are, you know, there's Kneecap, there's Colleen Kuhn, but behind the scenes, there are a lot of people making Instagram accounts just to share their daily lives in Irish and making videos and just making it fun, just making the content that we see as Berla in English. And it's great because what's happening, you know, people like Kneecap or seeing and Colleen Kuhn, these things are inspiring people to learn Irish. And then they go to Instagram and they have the people who are just teaching it and sharing it for free, basically.
So where you're from, is Gaelic your native tongue? Are you from the Gaeltacht?
Nope. It's not my native language. I did not attend a Gael school.
Did you not?
I did not. No.
God, your Irish is so good. Because you love it, though, don't you?
Yeah, but when I left school, I will say I had a good foundation because I did take an interest in it. But when I left school, I didn't feel very conversational. But I had to then spend a few years myself just listening to Irish, trying to speak it with people. But I remember the first few real conversations were so... It was so strange to me to think, oh, I could use this conversationally, but it was so exciting. Yeah. And that's how I left school. I didn't even think about going out and having a conversation in Irish. when I realized I could, I was excited, you know, and it took work, you know, because I think a lot of people who have learned it at school, a lot of people will say, Níl Gaelic agam, I have no Irish. But we actually do remember a lot. People then will come out with phrases that I know they've learned at school, and they're good phrases. They're, you know, perfectly correct. So I think it's then when you open your heart, essentially, you know, that's what the book's all about. You start to remember these things. You start to make connections with all the signs around you and just seeing, you know, the Irish is.
I'm really shocked that you didn't go to Gael school, and I'm really impressed, I have to say. And I'm inspired. So all the good things. Because generationally, yes, as I explained, we were, you know, it was compulsory language. You had to do it. So that never bodes well with teenagers anyway, right?
Exactly.
And it was taught in a very dogmatic way, for want of a better phrase. And what happened to me was I was sitting in the airport beside a group of young people probably your age, and they were Dublin accents speaking Irish. And I was like, okay, I want that. I want that. Because it felt like the secret language of our country.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. It is. It's our language, and we can use it, and we can learn it, and we can reconnect with it. And I think, you know, as a child, that was something probably I remember as in primary school. I think that people have more positive experiences with primary school generally, and secondary school, all the exams come in. But I just remember having that curiosity of, oh, I have another way to say something, because we all do, you know.
Well, Gaelic ag do hismari.
Níl.
Níl.
Well, no, ta brónarm a hismari. I'm sorry, parents, and you're listening. Sorry, ta Gaelic acu. They have Irish. I wasn't raised through Irish.
Okay.
But ta Gaelic acu, they have Irish. And anytime I say something, ask Gaelic, tig and shade, they understand. And then we always had a couple of focal, a few words we always said in Irish, certain phrases. You know, cain tame, what time is it? Iha wai, good night. And it's funny because sometimes I would think, I'm just going to say this in Irish, and they wouldn't even blink an eye. As long as it's simple enough,
they'd
understand it and respond. But yeah, I just like to put out there, you know, I wasn't raised with Irish.
No, I understand.
Mum and dad.
Yeah, you're raging. Funny, when I came back from the Gaelic, I kept saying cod. For what? Which is really bad grammar anyway, and really rude. Cod. Yeah. So it's really fascinating that you've now written a book at your, you know, your tender years in New York, living your best life. You've a published book about this. Can you pick a point in your life when you were like, I really want to get behind this. I really want to promote this. I love this.
It's interesting how it came about, because I studied media production, as you mentioned, and I just had a passion for creating videos, and I love YouTube. I've always, you know, watched just different kinds of videos on YouTube, and I just wanted to create my own. But of course, I wanted to create videos about something I was passionate about. So I didn't realize that, you know, I had these two passions and they could come together. And at that time, I was kind of, I just wanted Irish back in my life, because after school, there's a few years I had a bit Irish. And I just missed it. And I just felt like I could get more out of it than what I did at school, than what we do at school. And I thought, oh, I could make videos about Irish and just share basic phrases.
Which are brilliant videos.
Cormagat.
Yeah, they're brilliant. So if you're on YouTube or Instagram, I'm more of an Instagrammer, obviously, because of my age. Gaelic ag Macree, you'll find all the videos there. And they really are accessible, because you do that beautiful thing that generous people who want to include people in the language, like you, will do a bit of Beryl, a bit of English, and also, like, Moncon does it all the time brilliantly. He'll say something Os Gaelic and then give it gently to you in English. Mm-hmm. So you're always included.
Exactly.
So your video, I really do think people are thinking about it, and I would really urge people as well, because especially a certain age, you know, you're like 70% less likely to develop, you know, dementia if you're bilingual. You know, there's these stats around it as well. So that kind of pushed me towards it as well.
Yeah, there are actually a lot of benefits. And I find just personally, like, it's really good for, like, your mental health. And I think with Irish too, I find, you know, we learn more about the land that we're living on. And Manchan, he talks a lot about that. His book's very inspiring in that way. And I think just kind of understanding where we're from, what that means, what's around us, and how, you know, Irish can tell us more about that. I've just found it so beneficial for, you know, my sense of identity and just
Also, it's a beautiful language, isn't it? I mean, I only saw the beauty of it recently when I was doing one of the workshops, and it just came to me, the beauty of it. Mm-hmm. And you touch on it beautifully in the book, which we'll get to now. But you want, and I want, I just want to make sure we get this across. You want people to stop being afraid of the language. I still have fear.
Yeah.
About sounding stupid. I think that's what the fear is. You get a mental block, but the words are in there, just trying to get them out. But you say if you have the crack with it.
Yes.
So tell me about that.
Exactly. Yeah. So,
and I'm asking for me.
Yeah. So, you know, the more videos and content I started to create, the more I was always aware of how people could be kind of shy and, you know, embarrassed. I've heard people say things, oh, my Irish is atrocious. And I think that comes from, you know, a fear of making a mistake if they do try to say something. And I think, you know, the more that I made the videos, then I realized that was a very important part to touch on, because I think for most people, it's not that they don't understand, or it can be challenging, the language, but I think the most challenging thing is how we feel about it. And I think it can be very easy to get caught up in the grammar, the shevu, the uru, and, you know, are wondering if we're saying things correctly and forgetting how we can actually just have fun with the language. Like, I kind of take an approach. I made a few videos on Instagram, if Irish were English, and people really enjoyed those because it was translating it directly, which was quite funny.
It's brilliant.
And it also just helps you to understand how the language works. But yeah, it's important just to have the crack with it in that way and think, it would be funny if I said this in English, but now I know how to say it in Irish. And, you know, also listening to Kneecap or going to pop-up Gael talks, if you want to have the crack, definitely, they're great. You can, they happen in most towns. You can go to the bar, have a pint, and, you know, use your Cúpla Focal, and there's so much crack to be had.
You do a great, I really enjoy the humour around this as well, and it's light, it's not in any way finger pointy, but if Irish was English. And so each chapter starts with a kind of a phrase. So, for example, chapter 5 is Muireann Croí Éadrom Mifad, a light heart lives long, right? So am I saying that right? Muireann Croí Éadrom Mifad, a light heart lives long. Direct translation is survives heart, light in length.
Yeah.
Like, it's so cute. And there's like every chapter you've done it, right? So, and I'm not laughing at our language at all. It's absolutely the cutest thing. So Tig and Tig Tigun, right? Uh-huh. Like knows like, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So Tigun, which means a poet understands a little poet.
Yeah, it's so cute,
it's so
isn't
cute.
It?
It's so cute.
It's so cute. Because, yeah, when you say Maran Creator Mawad, it sounds beautiful. But then when you do translate it directly, it sounds funny because it wouldn't work in English, but because it's not English, it's Irish, it's a unique language. And it is very different from English, and that can be a challenge also. But if we just break it down and just realize how Irish works and stop comparing to English. I know it can be hard to do that.
And I have a friend, Sinead, a dear friend who's a Gael girl, and I'll often text her just to double check my thing. And she's gave me a phrase recently, and she's like, oh, no, Tosha Berlica. Berlica means like kind of making it a direct translation.
Yeah.
Do you know what I really love as well? Which I think everybody listening or anybody who has lived in Ireland for any number of years will know that actually Gur Míle Maith Agat is a competitive sport.
Mm-hmm.
So we say, and I've noticed that when you're in France or somewhere and you say, thank you, merci, merci, merci. Mm-hmm. And they're like, why are you saying thank you so much?
Mm-hmm.
We genealogically say thank you more. Tell me about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, I kind of realize that with the Irish language that there are ways to, so when you say Gura Mai Hugget, and which we like to say a lot in both languages, we're very polite, but a response is Gnéanna a Waichtich. So there's Tafalcha Road, which you're welcome, but kind of the original response was Gnéanna a Waichtich, which means, you know, Gura Mai Hugget is may you have good, and then Gnéanna a Waichtich is may it do you good. So it's this kind of like one-upping, like, oh, I'm more polite than you, and then Diadich, Dias Muradich, you know, God with you, God and Mary be with you.
And they do Dia Mar August Pather. and Joseph, yeah. Right? They go on and on and on, right?
Yeah. I remember a student being a little worried that they were going to have to learn, you know, all these further greetings, that the greeting was just never going to end and they weren't going to get past that to learn any more Irish.
And we also, we do Díogwit, so it's a competitive sport. Gairmiúla Maith Agat is a competitive sport. And then when I lived in London for many years and I would be moving through a doorway and I'd say to somebody, sorry. And they would say, oh, it's okay. I'm like, no, it's excuse me. It's how you say excuse me. I'm not actually apologising.
I'm not that sorry.
Yeah, I'm not actually sorry.
Yeah.
I used to say it's a euphemism for excuse me. Yeah. But I want you to give us a bit of advice. If people thinking to start the learning, you know, from nowhere, you've got Ballionbrough Heart. What's that mean? Ballionbrough Heart.
Yes. So that means a little gathers to a lot. So, you know, kind of every little helps. So, I think people might expect sometimes to pick up a book about Irish and think, oh, this might help me to become fluent, or, you know, they're always worried, when am I going to get fluent, when am I going to feel, you know, completely comfortable? And I would say not to worry about that, because a lot of people engage with the language and realise, oh, Níor waclam a bheith lifa. I wouldn't like to be fluent, or, you know, that would be nice, but that's not my goal now. I'm engaging with the language, to a couple of focal agam, I have a few words and I'm enjoying it. So it doesn't have to be all or nothing. And I think that's why a lot of people are too afraid to even engage in a conversation in Irish, because they're worried that they can't say everything.
We've got some lovely texts here. My daughter went to France on a school tour and came back with better Irish than she went with, like you said, a secret language. Another Carmel text, my grandson has a brilliant show on Radio na Liffey on Monday evenings at 9 to 10. Oscar Ailga, thanks Carmel, we'll have a listen to that. Like Moncon's book, 35 Ways to Say a Field, right?
Mm-hmm.
The one thing nobody taught me at school, and I went to Gael School, is there's like 9 ways to say many words because of this
mm-hmm.
dialect.
Mm-hmm.
That's really liberating once you understand that. Mm-hmm. I struggle with Northern Irish, because
mm-hmm.
of the accent as well. I'm like, oh, what,
yeah,
you know, I struggle a little bit.
Yeah.
But once you understand that, there's a difference. And I think what I've noticed is younger people or more inclusive people are less judgy about grammar. And that's really important, isn't it?
Yes. And actually what I find is that's my experience with most people, because I've met so many native speakers that would be embarrassed of their grammar. Or they'd say, oh, my Irish wouldn't be good enough for that, you know, to do some interview. And I'm shocked. I'm like, you're a native speaker. So, you know, if you're not good enough. But that's the thing. It's, you know, even in English, we don't always use proper grammar. Like something I'm trying to correct is I'd always say I seen when it's I have seen, I saw. But we all do it. And I think it's important to remember usually anytime you make a mistake with grammar, you'll be understood anyway.
Yeah.
Because it still means the same thing. It's just maybe not the most correct way to say it. So don't let that hold you back.
Quick question, Brendan. I too feel there's a lot more Irish being spoken, but what makes me really upset, and this is kind of what we're touching on, is that what I hear and read is often unintelligible because it's just English translated word by word. It's great to encourage people to be brave enough to speak it, but it has to be respected as well. What does your guest think?
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, it can be difficult for people if they're just trying to learn Irish. You know, if you don't know the Irish way to say it, all you can do is use the Irish you have and translate that. And somebody can hopefully help you and guide you and say, oh, well, I understand what you mean, but this is how you'd phrase it in Irish and it's not the same. And, you know, all people can do is use the Irish that they have and hopefully get those finer phrases, you know, have that finesse. But, you know,
lovely reaction to you here. Loads of people absolutely loving it. So what's next for you? You're in Ireland, obviously. Are you on holiday? What's the Irish for on holiday?
Leighan d'Éire.
Leighan d'Éire. Oh, yeah. God damn.
Leighan d'Éire. You knew it. It's all in there.
I'm just afraid.
Yeah. Well, Tommy, ain't a gríocha. Very busy. Just trying to get around and sign some books. Yesterday, I dropped into in Shop Allure on Harcourt Street and signed some copies if anybody wants a signed copy. And I'm just really trying to, you know, promote the book. That's important right now. But, you know, I love working with Irish in the media. Love making videos.
They're brilliant.
Yeah.
So, and just remind people they can see you at Gaelic Imachrí, 4 words, Gaelic Imachrí on Instagram and YouTube. And now in a beautiful hardback book, which I'm absolutely couldn't recommend. If you're thinking of dipping your toe, Gaeilge Macree by Molly Ní Chéile, Irish in My Heart, a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant read and a great gift as well.
Yeah.
And people can get it in most good bookshops.
Uh-huh, they can indeed, yeah. Eason, Dupre, Kenny's, Shop Allure, Shop of Gaelic, all those, yeah.
Listen, you're an absolute charm and the best of luck with it. Your guide to loving and living the Irish language. Gramil Magath.
Gramil Magath, sir.
Brishta Anish.
From the North, Tech Studio, followed by your message to 80889.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by itsforwomen.ie. Irish online car insurance that's driven to offer big discounts and even bigger rewards.